now plugged into Action Features.
Are you ready, Jim?
Oh, I'm ready, Mike.
Are you ready?
Oh, deja vu. It feels like we just did this. It
feels like we just did this.
But this still feels weird.
Why? Why does it feel weird?
Well, it's like...
It's midday.
Turn off the sound on the computer.
It's midday. It's midday.
Because you can't record tonight.
I can't do it tonight.
But we're not going to let people down.
Not the fans.
I'm not going to do it.
Not our viewers.
No way.
Nope.
Jose
Canseco.
So, instead of letting everybody down, we went ahead and clocked out. And in lieu of lunch...
We're doing this...
We're going to record...
On our lunchtime.
The Easter episode of Action Features.
Wow.
You can't record the Easter episode of Action Features after Easter.
Can't do it.
You can't do it.
You could do it.
Well, you could do it.
But
we're not going to do it. We're going to do this instead.
We're not going to go hungry,
though.
What
do you have there?
We're not going to go hungry.
What do you have there? I was going to go hungry.
So was I, but then I said, no, we won't.
You made it to the pretzel place.
I went there.
You did it. Garlic cheese dip.
Garlic cheese dip and soft pretzels.
Soft pretzels? Those won't make any noise at all.
That's right. There you go. There. Yours are in there.
Oh, man. Thanks, buddy.
That's right.
It's
an Easter special holiday. Okay.
All right. So the Easter holiday is coming up.
It is. Is it this Sunday?
It's Sunday, yeah.
I have no concept of this anymore.
It's a Sunday.
Okay.
So Mike and I discussed, you know, how do we do an Easter episode?
We had no idea.
There were a couple things that were given. We could do our top Easter candy, which I think we last year we did our least favorite Easter candies.
Did we?
Yeah, because I think we mentioned
I think
heaps.
We did. Yep.
We're just going to do our top Easter
which
candy.
Which oddly was going to be on my top five favorite Easter candies,
five.
Too.
We're just doing one. We don't have time for five
No,
of those.
We don't have time for those.
Our top Easter basket treat that we received as a child. Something that the Easter Bunny put inside the basket and gave it to us. And then kind of an odd top three list. Not top five because we don't have time for top
five. We have
five.
Time for two more.
We got to keep it sweet and short and simple. The three S's.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Like Easter candy.
So Easter is about, you know, revival, resurrection. You know, the story of Easter.
It's a resurrection holiday.
Right? It's a resurrection. So we thought it would be fun to do our top three character resurrections, not including Jesus. Our top three non-fiction character resurrections.
Fictional resurrections.
Wait, oh yeah, that's what I'm meaning.
Yeah.
I meant to say fictional
you
as opposed
flipped
to non-fiction.
It. You flipped it.
I flipped it around.
You did a 360.
And then a 180.
And then a 180.
On top of that. Oh. That's what I said on the phone today.
I know. Okay.
All right, so our top three fictional character resurrections.
All right.
Well, and they could be movie, TV. We'll get to that when we get to
yep.
it. But all right, but there's a couple things we want to talk about.
You got
first.
A couple things?
You want to go first?
I'm going to start.
I haven't dipped yet.
One, last episode, I made some comments on Taylor goodness. Swift. Okay. And my friend Kiana was upset. She's got tickets to see Taylor Swift. In April, I think, coming up.
Are you serious right now?
I'm dead serious. And she said, what are you talking about? Why are you saying that about her?
Wow.
And I was like, well, because it's true. And she said, well, I was going to bring you back a Taylor Swift shirt, but now I'm not going to because
wow.
you said that. So I told her that I would correct my statements. Taylor Swift is an amazing, amazing girl, and she's done nothing wrong. Everything's great about her music and the
sold
way that
out.
She's...
You just sold out for a Taylor Swift
t-shirt. I really want that t-shirt.
Two things here.
Yeah.
First of all, Kiana is going to a Taylor Swift concert?
She loves Taylor Swift.
That's crazy to me.
Well,
second of all, Kiana doesn't even listen to our podcast, so how does she know about this?
Well, I think I was playing it back there and she heard it.
She says she hates the podcast.
Yep.
I heard it.
Oh.
All right, well.
I cannot.
There's that.
I will not comment on it.
These soft pretzels and dip.
Isn't it fantastic?
This is amazing. This is amazing what we're eating.
Isn't it blowing your socks off right now?
I want to record lunchtime from now on if this is going to happen.
Well, it has to be
goodness.
Easter for this to happen.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, what else you got?
What else do I have?
Well, I can go.
Let's trade. What do you have?
Oh, man. Hang on now.
Ah, jeez. Okay, so there's this place called...
Okay, wait. Here it is.
Okay.
Two trailers hit this week.
Yes.
Well, Iron Man 3 has a lot of TV spots. And okay, this is a small spoiler, so if you don't want to have anything for Iron Man 3 spoiled, even stuff that's in commercials...
It's about
you
green.
Just, like, fast forward 3
is
minutes.
Is it about Green Lantern?
It's not. I do this 3 minutes now. The pressure's on. Iron Man 3 TV spot. There's a scene where Iron Man or Tony Stark commands the armor to surround Pepper to protect her from the blowing up house.
Pepper Potts.
So Pepper Potts is inside the Iron Man armor, and she kind of saves Tony afterwards.
Wow.
Which is kind of playing off the Pepper getting the rescue armor, I think, in the comics.
Yeah.
I hope there's not too much time of that.
Well, you spoiled it for me.
I'm sorry.
Because I didn't know.
Well, that's okay. It's in a commercial.
I'll just go back and won't listen. I'll skip ahead 3 minutes.
There you go.
Okay.
The TV spoiled it for you. I hope there's not too much time spent on that. I'm not opposed to that happening in the film, but I don't want to see everybody wearing Iron Man armors.
I don't either.
I don't want to see that. Rhodey and Tony, that's enough.
That's it.
That's enough for me.
Otherwise, not special.
I don't mind Pepper being rescued in the comics.
What if you're watching the Man with No Name trilogy and everybody is as fast as Clint Eastwood?
That'd be lame.
Everybody wears a poncho.
That'd be lame.
Nobody would want to see that.
What if not just Marty had the DeLorean? What if a ton of people had the DeLoreans?
All his friends have DeLoreans. Everyone in his band has
Doc
a DeLorean.
Doc Brown just starts making it for everybody. It wouldn't be a special.
Nobody wants to see it.
No.
Uh-uh. No.
All right, well, that's something in mind. You got something else?
Wait a minute. You said two trailers, and then he said...
Oh, yeah, the other one's Wolverine, and that looks awesome.
I think they're giving it the treatment that,
my goodness,
that it needed.
That looks great. I know it's just a trailer.
It's a short trailer.
Yeah.
I hope they don't show more. You know, I hope it doesn't get revealed that, okay, it wasn't as good as we thought. But it looks great. As it stands, I'm in.
What I liked about that trailer is there were a ton of shots in it. Mm-hmm. There was so many quick cuts. You got to see a ton of different shots, but not anything that would spoil it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool. It gave you a little bit of the premise of what the movie's going to be about, it seems like. And just a ton of quick shots.
Not a whole lot of
really cool.
Not a whole lot of CG either.
Yeah. I think it looks... I can't wait to see that.
I'm kind of excited about... I like the X-Men, but Wolverine being the one guy who really has powers. I think Sabretooth's in it, probably.
I don't know yet.
It looked like... I thought I saw him in there.
Silver Samurai's in it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about Sabretooth.
Well...
And Jean Grey's in the trailer, but that could just be a flashback.
It looked like a flashback.
Yeah. So...
Anyway.
That looks great. Oh, I can't wait for that.
All right.
Okay, now you can go ahead.
Next thing I have... I have a problem that I want to get off my chest.
Yo, I'll solve it.
Check out the hook, my DJ.
DJ revolves it.
DJ revolves it.
He said, almost as a DJ. Kind of sounds like DJ.
Well.
All right.
I have a problem with the letter C.
What do you mean?
Well,
both mean a K and a S.
Letter C. What's it good for? What are you good for, C?
Cats?
No, not good for anything. Here's what the letter
Cookies?
C. Here's what the letter C does. It takes the K sound. And it takes the S sound. That's all it does.
Yeah.
You put it next to an H and you get a ch sound.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make C have the CH sound?
Oh, I get you.
All C does is get next, always next to something.
Mm-hmm.
It always has to be next to something to have a sound.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just a K or an S sound. I don't want it. I don't want C in the alphabet anymore. It's a wasted spot.
I'll agree with that. And I'll also say the G needs to back off J. Because J should get the J all the time.
Why not? Why does G have to get a J sound?
Like the word gorge.
Yep.
There's two G's in there.
And they're both doing two different things.
Why not put a J in there?
I don't know. I don't know why.
That's silly to me.
Well, that's silly.
All right.
We can do G another time, but I'm upset about C.
We just did G, actually. We just did it. We just tacked it on.
Okay.
Yep.
Well.
All right, well.
Anyway, letter C. Somebody needs to get a clue.
With a K.
Clue with a K.
Get it?
That's right.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks.
Okay. All right, I have two kid stories I want to tell real quick. Real quick.
All right.
What time are we at?
8 minutes.
It's going to be fine.
We got plenty of time.
It's
going
to be fine. All right, so Keaton's got this book, right?
It's
called The Boys Doodle Book. And it's got like...
What do you do with that?
It's an awesome book. He's got a small one and a big one. And it's got like pages that are almost completely blank, except maybe they'll have like one piece of a scene or like a border or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say, uh-oh, the aliens are evading, draw the aliens.
That's a great idea.
And you draw the aliens, and the scene is down there, and the people are like, ah, you know. But you draw the aliens in there. Or it says, oh, the pirate has opened the treasure chest, what's inside? And he has to draw what he thinks would be inside.
Gold doubloons.
Right? So he and Blaze were working on this thing, right? And Blaze would do his on a separate sheet of paper. Like, they'd work together, like, oh, this page says this, you know. Keaton's reading, but he's not fully there yet. So Blaze sometimes will help him with bigger words and stuff like that. So they worked on it together, and Blaze would have his just a sheet of paper where he would do his on, and Keaton would do his in the book, right? So the page said, draw your hero, right? And I came home, and Bobby's like, oh, they worked on the doodle book. The page was draw your hero. Here's Blaze's. And Blaze drew a picture of me.
That's so nice.
Which, it was awesome. You know, warms your heart, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Keaton drew a picture of himself. And then I said, oh, what is this? And it was a picture of a kid, you know, and it said Keaton above it with an arrow pointing to it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's me. And I'm like, oh.
Well.
You drew a picture of yourself for your hero. He's like, yeah, I'm my own hero.
Well, one out of two is not bad.
Okay, that's cool. I just love that when he thinks about this. Who's my hero? Yeah, me. I'm my own hero. I'm going to go ahead and draw myself.
How old is he?
He is 6.
Well.
Yeah, that's probably not uncommon.
Not Batman.
At that age,
not
too.
Not Superman.
Yeah.
Himself. And, well, and to make sure everybody knew it was himself, he drew his name. He wrote his name and pointed an arrow to it.
I don't want any confusion.
Oh, you know, that's me. That's me, the my own hero. So that was funny.
Well, he thinks of himself as a hero.
So the other day,
that's good.
I come home, right? And, well, we're at home. And I noticed that the boys are in the room, and I heard some stuff moving around in there. And then Keaton comes out, and he's got, like, a stack of papers, right? And he puts them on the floor, and they have arrows. You know, he puts one right in front of me, and then a few feet later he puts another one, and it's all leading into their room. And I'm like, oh boy, something's going on in here. So I wait until he gets it all situated, and then I get up, and they yell something like, follow the arrows, right? So I follow the arrows, and I get into the room, and they've moved their two tables out from the wall.
Yeah.
Which they have these tables pushed out against the wall, and they've put chairs behind them, and they're sitting behind these chairs, and they've got this table in front of them. They've got all these papers laid out in front of them with pens. And they've got a sign that says, autographs, 50 cents, or draw a special picture, $1.
That's a...
They set up their own convention table. It was so funny. So I'm like, oh, look at this. And they're like, oh, hello, do you need an autograph or a special picture of your choice? And I'm like, well, the prices are a little steep. I've only got 30 cents. And so I talked them down to 30 cents.
What a cheapskate.
Yeah. I got 2 for $30. They were like, you know what, we'll take it.
You guys are trying to raise some money.
I only gave them 30 cents. One of them got a quarter, the other one got a nickel.
Together.
Together. I said, put it together, guys. You got 30 cents. So that was it. So I got some special drawings and autographs for 30 cents.
That's a good deal.
It's a good deal. I took a picture of it. I'll show it to you.
That's good.
I'll post it on the page, along with this this episode. All right, well, that is it.
Wow.
Oh, we're buying a bunch of Dark Knight Collection toys and stuff now.
That's good.
Batman Returns, Dark Knight Collection. Preparing. This is the summer Blaze watches 89 Batman. So we've been on a kick.
That's such a good line, too. So
I'm excited. All right. What's your favorite Easter candy? Unless you got something else.
Favorite Easter candy? Eh. I pretty much like the same candies year-round, but...
Come on.
I do like Peeps.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
It's a marshmallow. It's covered in sugar. I know there's something gross about it, but at the same time, they only come out once a year.
Mm, yeah. You know mine.
I like marshmallows.
Yeah.
No. What is it, a Cadbury egg?
It's got to be the Cadbury egg.
I like a Cadbury egg, too.
You freeze them?
Yeah.
They're great frozen?
Frozen.
The caramel ones are great?
Frozen.
But I got to go with the original. The original Cadbury cream egg. Although the Reese peanut butter egg is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And the Reese's white peanut butter egg is very good.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give it to the Cadbury.
Cadbury's different. Reese's is still a Reese.
Reese anytime.
It's still a Reese. It's
There's more peanut butter inside.
Shaped like an egg.
But still. All right. So there's that.
You know what I miss about Easter?
No.
Hunting eggs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get to do
that. I haven't done that forever.
You can come in our house.
No. Oh, okay.
Come in our house.
Everybody's grown up in my family. All the kids are.
Oh, mine aren't.
Yep.
You mean, had some
you used to get that egg that was a little bit heavy,
mm-hmm.
and it rattled, you know, it had a good rattle to it, so you knew it was money.
Mm-hmm.
You get some quarters in there, you say, yeah.
Do you mean hide some eggs around here?
Hmm?
You mean hide some eggs around here?
Not really.
Let an Easter egg hunt at work.
Well, that's the catch-22. I never feel like doing it, so.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
We're just...
Well...
I mean, you can hide some. I can't swear that they're going to be found anytime soon.
Who knows?
Soon.
All right.
You know, my new favorite Easter...
Yeah,
the pretzels are
really good.
My new favorite Easter treat.
I don't want to talk. I just want to eat these.
Mmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mmm.
It's so good.
Is this place called Savardi's?
Yeah.
Savardi's?
Savardi's.
I think it's Savardi's. Savardi's.
Savardi's.
It's a pastry shop. If you have one near you, check it out. Because they make soft pretzels and a garlic cheese dip.
It's no joke.
It's not a joke.
Nobody's kidding around when they get this.
It's so good. You know what? We're not kidding around either. I haven't laughed once.
No, I haven't either.
Shoot. Okay.
We should never do this at lunchtime again.
No.
This is the most boring episode I've ever heard of.
Hear, hear.
You know what? They'll deal with it. It's the holidays. They can deal with it.
It's all just... Right? This is supposed to be peaceful.
You know what? Just play this while you're hunting for eggs. You don't want to be too focused on
something.
You don't
want to get bombarded.
You know? What time is it?
Oh, we're at like 15 minutes.
All right, let's get this. Oh, favorite Easter basket treat. What'd you have as a kid?
Cadbury egg.
Not a candy. I'm talking about something else. Did you ever get anything cool for Easter?
Yeah, one year I got a King Arthur and the Knights of Justice Sir Lancelot figure in my Easter basket.
Is that it?
That was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
It was great.
That's pretty cool. I got... my mom wanted someone overboard one year. Because I remember getting...
She got you overboard on VHS?
I got overboard on VHS. That's I didn't even have a VCR.
It was a heck of a deal.
Yeah. When the Ghostbusters came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cartoon figures. I didn't get the first wave because I was into other things when those hit. But by the time the second wave rolled around, I was really into Ghostbusters. And I really wanted Ghostbusters, but all the ones with the proton packs were gone.
Mm.
So what was up was Fright Features.
Yep.
And I remember for Easter one year, I got Fright Features Ray and Fright Features Peter. Those were my first two Ghostbusters. That was awesome.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that.
Easter basket, two Ghostbusters inside?
How are you going to beat it?
You're not going to.
No, you can't.
Go ahead and try.
You can try and beat it.
You won't, though.
How much candy are you going to put in there to beat it?
I don't know. I don't know how much. I don't even care.
There's no amount.
Who cares how much candy was in there? I had Fright Feature Ghostbusters.
You wouldn't want candy.
Mm. So that was my favorite.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Whew. I'm sure I got some turtles along the way.
A dull episode.
I was getting turtles, like, for every holiday for years.
Mm.
So I probably had a turtle in there.
Yep.
But I don't remember.
I like turtles.
Turtles.
I like turtles.
Mmm. Mmm.
All right.
Okay.
You ready for this list?
I'm ready.
So I told Blaze about this, right?
Yeah.
And he said, I want to do this one. I'm going to write my list.
Let's hear it.
Don't look at it yet, though. Wait until you're on there. So I haven't seen it.
It's burning a hole in your pocket.
I promise you, I have not looked at it.
As you said.
Yeah.
Last bite of pretzel here.
So we'll do, you want to do mine and yours first? And then we'll look at Blaze's afterwards?
Sure.
All right. Okay. So, top three fictional characters that have been resurrected. Right?
Yep. It's hard to put these in order, so mine...
I put mine in order.
Or mine are sort of in order.
So it could be anything from comic books, which have a lot of resurrections. Movies, TVs, cartoons, whatever you want to do. As long as it's a fictional character that has died,
mm-hmm.
quotation marks in the air, mm-hmm. and then come back.
That's right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. You going to do number three?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. You didn't put it in order?
I did.
Okay.
Sort of.
We'll do honorable mentions last.
All right.
Do number three.
Number three? I don't remember this happening, but I looked it up, and I'm told that the four Charmed sisters had died and resurrected. From Charmed.
How do you even put that on your list?
Because...
Save from Charmed.
Because... here's why.
You already done?
Because if those four girls...
Yeah?
...want to come back to life at any time, at any period, at any time, it's good. It's good. You can't beat that.
Have you ever seen Charmed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen plenty of Charmed.
Let's make sure you actually seen
this.
The
is
show.
Not in context of show of
wow.
the show, but this is...
Man...
This is, okay, look, Rose McGowan, and maybe not her prime, but before she got crazy looking.
Oh, she's so weird looking now.
And Alyssa Milano in her prime. And then two other girls who are pretty good looking. I don't know their names.
Well, one of them was, what's her name for 90210?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
What's her name?
I don't know.
The girl from 90210.
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, there you go.
She's okay.
And the other one's that one girl.
Yep.
That nobody knows.
Nobody knows who she is. But you know what? You got my vote. Fine.
All right.
Bring him back to life.
Do what you gotta do, man.
As soon as one of them dies, bring it back to mm-hmm. life. That's fine.
All right, my number three?
Yeah.
Is Bucky/the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky dead for a long, long time. Everybody thought that was the one death with stick in comics. They brought him back as the Winter Soldier, and it was a great story.
He came back.
It was a great story. Obviously a great story, because they're gonna do it for the second Captain America movie.
Oh, cool.
Right? That was awesome. I love the way it was handled. Winter Soldier's an awesome character now. Bucky was a character I didn't even think I really wanted to be resurrected,
mm-hmm.
but the way they did it and the storyline and the way he is now is just awesome.
They brought him back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Neo from The Matrix.
Oh. Hmm.
That's the most, you know.
That was good, yeah. That's a good one.
It was a big trilogy. I didn't care for the second two films.
Oh, remember when we saw those?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That was rough.
The third one is especially hard to get through. Yep.
It almost did.
I almost just walked away.
It was just such a bad memory.
Look,
yeah.
James, I can't
Look,
do this.
I can't get over this. I can't get over this horrible time we've had together.
I don't know how we can move past it.
We can't do it.
It was hard.
Those were bad.
Those were bad, but, you know, that was...
The scene in the first one.
Largely an allegorical story, and, you know, at the end he dies, and then
yeah.
he comes back, and you're like, whoa.
He's like, oh, I can stop bullets.
I can stop bullets. That's what he said.
Does he say that?
I don't know. I think...
No, I'm going to have him say that.
Okay, I like okay. it.
All right, that's a good number two.
That was a big one.
Right. Number two is Superman in the comics. The Death of Superman storyline was huge.
Yeah.
I remember going to buy the comic and the lines and the calls and just how crazy it was. Everybody knew he was coming back.
Yeah.
But the whole storyline of him dying and then coming back, I really enjoyed. I have the trades of those sitting on the shelf. It's one of the few Superman trades that I have on the shelf is Death, World Without, and Return of Superman.
This was on my list, and I was going to put it as an honorable mention because I figured it was on yours.
Yeah.
And I don't know I don't remember the full story because I was kind of young to really get into it, but I remember the coming back and having the four different Supermans to choose from. And I remember seeing an ad, I think, that said which one's the real one or something.
Yeah, it was a great storyline.
That's a really cool idea.
It was
very
clever marketing. It was cool. I mean, and every news outlet was picking up each piece of it, you know, like the death and then the funeral and then the return and the four Superman and all that stuff. It was everywhere.
And now everybody's got a mint copy of the
Death of Superman. A still bagged one. I was offered $25 as I left the store for mine. I was 14 years old probably at the time. And $25 is a lot of money when you're 14. Yeah. I didn't take it.
You should have taken it and then just bought like five of those copies now.
I'm good though.
Oh, okay.
Because I was really happy to have it.
Yeah.
Something else I was going to say about this. Oh, and I'm pretty sure The Death of Superman is still the best-selling graphic novel of all time. So that tells you that was the one death in comic that really, really, really meant something.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah. All right, so who is your number one?
My number one, I had a pretty hard time with this. I had a hard time thinking of people.
Thus The Charmed at number three.
Thus The Charmed. Well, they squeezed in at the last minute because I... Yeah, I've watched Charmed. I've seen it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Hmm. And anytime those girls want to get brought back to life, anytime...
You might have said this.
I know. Okay.
You're leading a charmed life.
Yeah. Oh, they've got me under a spell. Huh?
I get it.
Okay.
Which one are you going to choose? Because they're witches,
Rose
right?
McGowan. All
right.
No, Alyssa Milano.
Okay.
Easily. Hmm. Not easily, but okay. My number one...
Easily. Well, not easily.
Well, it's between her and Rose. I mean, jeez. Right. Okay. Gunnar Jensen, Dolph Lundgren's character from The Expendables.
Wow!
Because...
Totally forgot that.
Yeah, I know, because...
I loved that scene.
He dies.
Yeah.
He dies in the movie. It's so obvious. He gets shot, like, in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Stallone has this thing. He kneels over him. It's kind of an emotional part in the movie, and he's, you know, do one good thing before you go out and all this crap. And he dies, and he's just gone for the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And then at the end, after they win, they're all palling around, and there he is.
He's a good guy now.
He's just hanging out with the whole team.
I loved that.
After he betrayed them, got his money, tried to kill him, had a fight with Jet Li.
It's all good.
And gets shot in the heart. He dies, and then by the time they've cleaned up, by the time they've taken out the bad guys, he's there. He's just there.
He's just there.
Hey. I would have win.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. He's just hanging out. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
I remember as we watched the film in the theater, I was thinking, like, I really like this movie, but I'm really upset that Dolph Lundgren got killed off.
Yeah.
And then he just shows up at the end with no explanation. I'm like, you know what? Two thumbs up.
Yeah.
You brought him back and didn't even care to explain it. It's just, you know what? He's a good guy now.
I remember us all laughing about it. So.
That's great.
No, that was fun.
Good number one. My number one is Spock.
Hmm.
Great death scene in Wrath of Khan. And then... search for Spock the whole movie to bring him back, and then the way he's back in Voyage Home.
They found him.
The evolution of it. Just awesome.
I don't want to give a spoiler. Spoiler alert, they find Spock.
They do find Spock.
Yeah.
That, I mean, easily, the minute I thought of this list, my number one thought was Spock.
Yeah.
It's just incredibly well handled. It was a huge surprise when he died in Wrath of Khan and all those things, but great. Great way it was handled.
I like it.
What do you got on honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions, Optimus Prime.
Hey, that's a good one. I was going to say Duke, because, and that was kind of weird.
I was going to say Duke, but he technically gets into a coma. The official release, he's in a coma.
He's in a coma, and in the original version, before they had to change it, he dies, and then they had to change it to coma, but...
Also, so, you never see, like,
you never
a
see
glorious,
it.
Yeah. You know, you never see him come back.
I hate Duke anyway, but I just think it's interesting the whole, they killed him off, but then they had to change it, so it's almost like they resurrected the character just by dialogue.
I want to be like Flint.
You want to end like Flint.
I want to be in like Flint, and I want to be like Flint. Don Johnson.
Oh, no, that's Falcon.
Yep.
But that's cool anyway. What else you got on your... Don Juan Johnson.
Don Juan.
Don Watson.
Don Juan DeBont Johnson.
Don, what was it?
Dom DeLuise.
That Jedi name we came up with.
I don't know.
Don Juan Bon Jovi or something? Yeah. Juan Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Juan Bon Jovi. All right. What else you got on your honorable mention list?
Well, Jean Grey.
Hey, that's a good one.
Come back to as a phoenix.
Yeah, as a phoenixes.
As a
phoenix. A
phoenix.
I had Jason Todd Robin, because they brought him back as the Red Hood now, but I'm not talking to you about that. The way I liked it when they brought him back was in the Hush storyline, in that one issue where he takes it off and it's Jason Todd is Hush.
Spoiler alert, Jason Todd is Hush.
He's not, though. And that would have been cool had they done it that way.
Yeah.
It ended up that it was just Clayface disguised as Jason Todd as Hush, which was just lame. Had they done that, had they brought Jason Todd back as Hush, that would have been awesome.
Good book, though.
That would have been great book. Yeah. Poor ending. Poor reveal on the actual Hush. But had it been actually Jason Todd, that would have been probably in my top three.
That would have been cool.
Had they brought him back that way. And another one. Do you have any more?
I've got one more that's really that probably doesn't count.
Who's that?
Well, I just want to bring up the Batman thing. When Batman got his back broken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love Batman. Him as the character or the image sort of got a resurrection at that time.
Yeah.
Because Azrael stepped in. I thought it was a very odd and clever thing. When that came out, I didn't know who Azrael was.
Yeah.
And for him to step in as Batman, like, oh, Azrael's not doing anything. That's who I'll get. And he's just not satisfied with Batman's suit. He thinks it needs to be meaner. He gets the gloves. He starts updating the suit. And he comes out looking 90s. Totally 90s,
totally
but
90s.
So awesome. Yep. I was, like, so sold on
claw
that.
Claw hands and shiny gold armor.
Yeah, shooting bat discs and the big shoulder pads. He had a leg strap with pouches all around it, of course.
You gotta have leg pouches.
That was in the 90s.
You gotta have them.
But, man.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was so cool.
I agree with that.
So cool.
I kind of wanted to mention Obi-Wan, because, you know, he dies, but he only comes back sort of as a ghost.
Yeah,
so it's not really a resurrection.
It's not really.
I mean, he's interacting as if he's a character.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to put him on the list, because
he's
more of a ghost.
That's a good call.
So there's that. All right, let's see. All right, you ready for this?
Blaze's list, let's go.
I have not seen this.
I have not either.
Wow. Number three is Superman.
Good.
Which we've already discussed.
Number
two, Captain America. That's great.
Because
everybody thought he died.
When was that?
Both in the comics and in the...
Is it in the film?
In the movie, yeah. Where he crashes the plane and everybody thinks he's dead. He gets frozen alive.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets resurrected when they thaw him out.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
I would give him that, yeah.
Good one.
I don't know what that was. Number one... Spock.
You guys both pick Spock.
We both pick Spock. Without talking about this, without discussing it, and without me looking at his list, we both picked Spock.
Has he seen that? The Search for Spock?
He's seen Wrath of Khan, Search for Spock.
Did he see The Wrath of Khan?
Yes.
The Wrath of Kong?
I did not expect Spock on his list, though.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be all comic book stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's my kid.
Good pick.
Right there, you know?
Good pick, Blaze.
Two of our picks the same. Well, Superman was a different spot. And I have Winter Soldier, and he has Captain America.
Close.
Very close list.
You know what else? Yeah. That reminds me of another honorable mention I wanted to
go
put
ahead,
on my
let's
list.
Hear it.
Indiana Jones. In The Last Crusade, when he goes over the cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's looking over the cliff in mourning. He obviously didn't die and resurrect, so it doesn't count, but very funny.
Very, very funny.
Because he comes up and he's looking over.
And he's smiling.
Yeah.
He's happy about what's happened.
Yeah. he's kind of oblivious to
what's going
to
on
everyone else's emotions. Pretty funny.
Look, this isn't going to be a long one. It's going to be a short one.
It's going to be a short one. It's fine. I figured it would be.
I do too. I mean, it's lunchtime, so we can't do a long one. But
we can't
we spend didn't let you guys down.
We can't
at least.
Spend all lunchtime.
We can't do that.
Jeez, I gotta get back to work.
I gotta finish this pretzel.
How are we gonna do that?
We're gonna stop.
We have to end the podcast.
What time
I guess.
Is it now?
Well, we've been going for about 30 minutes.
Oh, that's good enough. You know what? We've given them multiple hour-long episodes in a row.
We don't need to justify it. They probably want a half hour.
You know what? They're
one.
Like, that's enough.
They're tired.
I've had my fill of it.
They're tired.
I don't want any more of you guys talking in my ear.
These are working people.
Okay?
These are people who work also.
Will you guys shut up?
Shut up.
Will you just shut up on this episode?
Shut your mouths.
Gosh. Yeah, sure do like to talk.
You're talking all the time, talking for an hour every 2 weeks.
Oh, podcast. Oh, what do you like, Michael? I don't like anything, James.
Every 2 weeks. Like, every 2 weeks. Yeah. Are you going to have a talk?
Technically. All right.
Okay.
Let's get this over with.
Okay, well, happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, find some eggs.
Oh, one more thing.
Go to churches.
Little piece of advice.
What's that?
Easter do not mean about hats.
That's good. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Shirley
Q. Yeah. Hey, did you already start the...
I didn't stop it yet.
Hey, go to facebook.com/actionfeatures and interact with other people on there. There's no reason not to.
It's a social website.
It's a fun thing to do and talk.
It's www.facebook.com/actionfeatures.
You did it. You got it right, dude.
It's Easter. It's good an job. Easter miracle.
Good job. All right. See you guys. Happy Easter.